and welcome to Podcast Land. This is NITV's Boiling Out. I'm your boy, Grayson McCarthy-Grogan, joined by my co-host,
Dan G,
that's the one. Look at him go. It's your favourite NBA podcast coming to you on all streaming platforms. today we've got to kick
Who's
it off.
Favorite?
It's my favourite.
It's not even my favourite.
I don't even listen to us, bro. So coming up today, we got talking about the standings. You know, we got the trade deadline coming up.
Well,
we got some conspiracy for you guys out there. What do you think, Dan?
We've been off for a couple of weeks. We haven't been back since
before the All-Star.
So we're in the second half of the season.
NBA season now.
So the business end.
Yeah,
you get some business done.
The teams really come into it, eh? Business, like. like party in the front. Business out the back.
What's going on here? I can hear his phone.
Oh! Let's go.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Had some LeVar Ball in the background there. Special guest today.
LeVar? Nah.
Yeah, that was LeVar.
Oh. When's he coming through?
Oh, he's coming through. You know, I was just talking to him the other day. That was just the voicemail I left on my phone. you know, there was some talks. He was on an interview with Mason on the Mason and Ireland show. And he was talking about Lonzo in the Pelicans still. And with the trade deadline coming up.
Oh.
He wants Lonzo out.
I think everyone wants Lonzo out.
So, just a little conspiracy for you there.
So, I don't think the coach wants him there.
You reckon?
Come on, he's...
He does well, though. Like,
that's okay.
On his good nights, he's someone you want. There.
On his good nights, he's dropping, like, what, 20?
Hmm.
But few and far.
But so is Brandon and Zion. So, if you had three players dropping 20 plus...
But they're so few and far between. What was that? I was trying to pick my words.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, you've got me started on the Pelicans straight away. They should be way higher. They killed the Clippers by 20 points, made it look easy.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about the Western Conference first, right? How about that?
All right. But back to my point, because we're talking about the Pelicans.
Mm-hmm.
They need some defense. So, well, you're saying they need a vet.
Yeah, I'll say.
They try to get Bledsoe. He's done nothing.
Think about how young their team is. Like, Ingram might be he's the oldest Pel at the moment, I'm pretty sure. Like, on the team.
Yep.
Probably, like, the most, like, vetish person would be Steven Adams, but he doesn't have the finals experience, you know what I mean? Like, that playoff.
Yeah.
Someone to help you out in the business end.
Well, first they got to get to the playoffs. Oh. Dear God.
But yeah, I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Though you need that older,
I do.
More experienced.
And they don't have. You're right. They don't have
just
that.
Someone to be in the locker room. You need your Jared Dudleys there. You know, your Dwight Howards, your JaVale McGee's, bro.
Handing out high fives.
Yep, 15 high fives. Couple of good on you, mate. And then that's how you win championships.
Well, talking about championships, let's get into the Western Conference, eh?
Yeah, let's do it.
Number one, Utah Jazz. Still.
Yes, but. Big loss today to...
This was crazy, eh?
The Washington Wizards, mate. Terrible. They played terrible, like garbage is how bad they played.
Although Joe Ingles did get his career high in scoring.
Yep, so shout out to Joe Ingles, you know, career high in points, 34 points. He also tied the Utah Jazz in 3 points, mate, which was 8 three-pointers in this game.
Yeah, right.
So he's setting records there, you know?
Well, he set a few this year.
He's been having a bit of a balling out year. You reckon?
Yeah, I think this might be his best year yet.
Look out!
He's cool. He's averaging above his career average.
He must be getting ready for the Olympics or what? Getting in form, getting Australia ready.
Yeah, well, we're looking to have a good team.
Yeah, him and Patty will just be, you know,
Ben Simmons.
Dropping threes all day. Don't worry about it.
Ben Simmons not going to be dropping threes.
That's why I didn't mention him, right?
Ben Simmons ain't even going to... Well, no, he might. If they're losing, he might just chuck one.
Drop a 50-point game with no threes, I'll back him then again. If he does that in the Olympics. So Utah Jazz, all their players were just missing shots today. I don't know what happened.
Well, they were missing shots against... no, sorry, that was the Spurs.
Mm.
But
yeah, today, the only person they could really rely on was Joey Ingles.
Yeah.
And like, that's good. Like, we want that, but you shouldn't be relying on Joey Ingles.
Yeah. He's off the bench. He's...
At, like, halftime, I don't think Rudy Gobert had any points or any shots attempted either. So...
That's strange.
And I can't think of a Wizards big man that would, like,
come up against
him.
Hachimura?
But I just think Gobert would be just too big and strong for him. Like, you could probably put him in the post and just, you know, get low. But anyway.
They're just trying to shoot threes.
Probably. Yeah. Oh, Clarkson. Man, he was 1 from 7 at one point from the three. And I was like, bro, what are you doing? He had... Oh, no.
Couldn't catch fire.
Couldn't not catch fire. Coming up second, my boys. Still there. Better put respect on the name. Going for back-to-back here. Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, sorry about that. Utah Jazz are 29-11. I don't know if we mentioned that.
No, we did not.
Los Angeles Lakers are 27-13. Just moved up a spot after a win today.
So they're doing well now that they've got their players back. Except for AD.
We don't have AD back. We got Schroeder back, but... But that was a big loss as well. Like, when we had both of them out, we went on a bit of a bad streak.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
But now, as soon as Schroeder came back, we started winning again.
Yep.
But yeah, when AD comes back, I don't think it'll be just until the playoffs.
Is it just me, or I just don't find myself excited by their games anymore?
I think you're right. Like, I'm not either. You know what I mean? Like, it's
they're playing ball, but they're...
I think they're just taking it easier through it. Like, it's nothing fancy. They just...
No, it definitely isn't. That's why I feel like I'm a bit bored by their games.
It's just like, now you're expecting them to be there, though.
Yeah. Because with the Utah Jazz, like...
Yeah,
they're consistent, but they're fun to watch. Like, they'll pull some... They'll, like...
Like on an average game, not like today, they'd all be shooting shots and just dropping threes pretty much.
Yeah, it's just not fun.
Lakers, I don't know, last year, because... Again, I think the big difference is having JaVale and Dwight on the bench, because when you think about the crowd in the bubble, you had none.
Yep.
And it was your teammates that were backing you.
Yeah.
And that was making it more fun. And you'd watch it and you'd see the reactions from the bench.
Yeah.
And that would just hype all the players up even more, because they just need each other to hype each other up. But now, you don't have anyone on
LeBron's the bench. Not going to hype no one.
LeBron's just trying to make it to the playoffs so they can get finals MVP again. But... Yeah, you need those bench players to be hyping you up and, you know, your Jared Dudleys. Nah, not Jared Dudley. But still, like, you remember the Nets bench a couple of years ago? They were terrible. Like, the whole squad was terrible.
Yeah.
But the bench was always having fun.
Yeah. I like those teams.
That's the stuff you need.
Number three. Just slipped from number two. Phoenix Suns, 26-13. Huge loss.
Bro, they were up by like 15 at one point, and this was a terrible loss, not because of the score, but because of who they lost to. They lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves. Last in the NBA.
Pelicans also lost to the Timberwolves.
Yeah, but this
got blasted by their coach after that.
Phoenix Suns were number two in...
Look, it happens, but something special happened for the Timberwolves, though.
Yes, something special did happen for the Timberwolves. Big shout out to Kat and Anthony Edwards, both dropping 40-point games. Kat got 41, and Anthony Edwards, career high, the rookie, got 42 points.
What's the rest of the team doing? Not shooting, that's for sure.
Did not check. But if 80 between those two, and they won like 120 to 119 or something. So
they've been playing 2K.
They put all the sliders up, bro. They're just hacking it. Nah. But yeah, so what's that, like 40 points to the rest of the team?
And
these two both just scored 40 by themselves.
Crazy.
It's whack. It's good on them, but still, that team needs...
I feel bad for the Timberwolves. Like,
one thing I was thinking was they don't have D'Lo at the moment, Russell. So if these two are doing that and a healthy D'Angelo in the mix, might be a bit dangerous in the future.
Do you think it was too early for them to get rid of their coach?
I don't know. Did they?
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, Atlanta Hawks got rid of their coach.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Well, we'll talk about the Atlanta Hawks later.
But yeah, so moving on to fourth place.
Maybe they should get rid of their coach now.
Timberwolves. They just won against a second rank. Anyway, so Phoenix Suns third with 26-13. Coming up, fourth place is LA Clippers, 26-16. Listen, the Clippers, again, uneventful, I think. Like,
yeah, they're uneventful, and they're not, like, when you compare it to the Suns. The Suns are 26-13. They're 26-16.
Yeah.
So they've lost more.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I reckon they're too inconsistent. Yeah. They're losing to teams like Pelicans, but they'll...
But not only lost, they lost by 20 points.
They got flogged, yeah. And remember earlier in the year, they did that blowout win against Dallas.
Yeah, yeah. So, like... Blown out by 50 points.
So, yeah, this team is a bit whack, to say the least, but...
Yeah,
I don't
think they're going to go far.
I think they just lost to Dallas as well yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. Speaking of... Oh, wait, no, it's Denver. Number five, Denver, 24-16. They both got D in their names.
Goodness. Like I say every week, Denver, it's just Jamal and bloody Jokic. Like,
yeah.
I don't know how
but
they're...
But do you need more than that?
No, you don't, but you'd want more. You'd want at least a third option that's reliable, not just...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you need someone else in the mix to be that backup. Because once... All you got to do is shut down Jokic, and then you might be set.
He's very hard to shut down, though.
But that's what I'm saying. Very hard. If you did it and you succeeded in it, like a good defensive coach might be able to set up something.
He's like you double him, you whatever. You need a whole team on him. But just shoot over you.
End of the day, I think Jamal isn't. I think he's waiting as well. You know what I mean? Like until the playoffs.
Maybe.
Right now.
Well, they're sitting all right. They'll make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, like they're a bit safe at the moment.
Yep.
Yeah, they're one of the safer teams. But moving on, we got Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, they just beat the Pelicans today.
24-16.
They beat the Pelicans the other game.
Yeah, 1 point.
Pel should have won that. Run
us through the game.
Well, they were up by 15, right? Mm-hmm. And then they let, in the fourth quarter... They let Portland go on a 16-0 run.
Classic Pelicans.
Terrible.
Terrible.
I know they're my team, but... It hurts.
He really did that to yourself.
That hurts. I played myself.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So they... in the final seconds... Dame time. So it was all about... Lillard.
Yep.
In the fourth quarter. I think he put on something like 20 points in that fourth quarter.
Damn.
And he gets fouled. Makes his 2 points. They're ahead by one.
Mm-hmm.
Lonzo did do a fantastic outlet pass to Zion.
Yep.
But, yeah, he was just off the mark. He could have won it.
The layup,
beater.
Yeah.
It was a buzzer beater. Oh, it wasn't...
It was a fadeaway sort of thing. Yeah.
Just
from like, maybe like just outside of the key.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Missed it.
I saw that actually. Yeah, that last shot.
It's close.
That's terrible.
Well, no, it was because they shouldn't. They 16-0 run in the fourth quarter. That's. Their defense is terrible.
Dan is currently crying.
I feel like crying.
But
at least the Parramatta Eels are doing well.
Oh, they won last night, yeah.
Beat the
score. You should have heard my mate. He was going off. yeah, so Portland, they got CJ back, but CJ's still sort of recovering, I guess.
Yeah. Is he on time management?
I think so. He only had 21 minutes today.
Yeah, that's
He dropped 11 points, but that was from 3 of 16.
Yeah. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, he missed 13 shots.
And still beat the Pelicans, which hurts, man.
By 8 points. So that was all Lillard that win. No, that was all CJ. Those 11 points came in clutch. no, coming in seventh, the consistent one that's always there. I don't have much to say about him.
San Antonio.
San Antonio Spurs.
Well, they did go on a bit of a loose streak, didn't they? But, yeah, they're sitting seventh spot, 21-16. Not sure how much longer they're going to be there, though. Like, they are consistent, but there's a few teams looking to take the spot.
I'm looking at Memphis and Golden State.
So, at number eight, Dallas Mavericks, I reckon they'll definitely keep climbing. They are... They've only won... they had a big game against...
Clippers,
yeah. Luka shooting threes.
His step back is getting dangerous.
Oh, my God. Hit that. It's almost every shot he takes is a step back three.
James Harden or?
No, because no, he's not as inconsistent.
Yep.
Love James Harden. Now that he's with the Nets.
Speaking of, we'll get to it.
Yeah.
So just to mention, ninth place is Golden State Warriors, because 7, 8, and 9 are all on 21 wins, but.
What separates us, yeah.
The losses.
And I think Golden State are in with a really good chance. Yeah. They win. Yeah, they won, but Steph Curry had to go off.
Yeah, he got his tailbone.
Yeah. Went all the way back into the crowd.
Because the way I was looking at it, and it was the way the bench is set up.
Yeah.
There's like tiny steps.
Tiered seating, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm guessing you landed awkwardly on one of those.
It's too close.
That's dangerous.
That's too close.
You don't realize until like someone actually does get hurt. But
yeah.
Look, I was like looking at it because that's when the cameras were on it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like,
he fell pretty hard.
Yeah. It was like one of his famous threes. And he just got sort of like stumbled back. And then,
he didn't make it.
Still got fouled, though. That injury looked bad, though. He was in pain.
If anyone's fallen on their, it hurt. Mm. That tailbone.
I don't know how long he'll be out, but if he's out for a bit, they might lose that.
I don't think he will be. I think it's one of those injuries where it just, immediately hurts.
Yeah.
Bit of bruising. He should be back. He should be fine. Unless he's broken it. I don't think he broke it.
I don't think he broke it. No.
And
yeah, that's the top eight.
But I want to talk about one more.
Sure.
Houston Rockets.
Oh, Jesus.
Houston Rockets have now broken a franchise record on a lose of 18. Lose streak. Terrible.
The last time they won, Tom Brady still had 6 rings.
I thought you were going to say Harden was in the team, but I think they won a couple.
No, they won after him.
Yeah.
Because Christian Wood was going off, and then he got injured.
Yeah.
And now he's come back. And PJ Tucker's gone. They've lost 18 in a row. Whole team's falling apart. John Wall's missing in action. I don't know what Oladipo's doing. Looking to get traded.
I think he is.
This whole team
100%.
Is
this
shocking
team.
Right now. We thought they were bad at the start of the season when Harden was like, I want out. But now...
This is bad.
Boogie's gone. What's going on?
They've got some real problems.
Yeah,
They're at risk of
surely it's the management then. Like, if you think about it.
The NBA has to step in.
Like, all the players are like...
No one's
not happy.
No one's happy.
So...
NBA's got to step in. Something's got to happen.
You got to look back at all the shit that Harden was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm...
I've got respect now for him.
He went through it. And then he sort of was like, I did my best.
Yeah.
I went out.
I think he did. I think he was really doing his best.
He carried this team. Look at him without him. 18 losses in a row, bro.
You got Minnesota Timberwolves.
I think Minnesota are going to take over them.
Oh, 100%. 100%. They're a better team.
It's terrible.
I reckon any team on this roster would beat Houston Rockets. Easy.
I think Detroit would even beat them. Anyway.
Yes. Maybe I mean, at least Detroit won one.
Okay, moving on. Enough about...
Detroit is 3-7.
What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. In the last 10. Yeah.
And the Houston Rockets, 0-10.
0-18, really.
Yeah. Wow.
Moving over to the East.
I can't. Oh.
Can't even, mate.
Can't even.
Can't even.
All right, East. Let's do it.
Number one, Philadelphia 76ers. Still.
Not for long.
Not for long, not for long. But they've been consistently number one for a while now.
Yeah.
Which has been pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Considering so, how we were always claiming they were the best, worst team.
Oh, they still are. They still are. Like,
they're a good and a bad team at the same time.
Yeah, well, they didn't have Embiid for their last game where they lost.
Yeah. That's the reason I think they're going to fall off now for a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think Simmons could carry them as well as Embiid.
No, because Embiid can shoot threes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
So, yeah, like, even during the start of the season, Embiid was out for a couple of games, and they lost pretty much every single game that he was out.
Yep, yep.
So, now with him with a pretty big injury, I don't know how long he's going to be out for.
Yeah, this is a worrying sign for the 76ers and 76ers fans.
Yeah, I think they could they're
in for a bad time.
They could drop a few spots, eh? Not even going to joke
it's,
about it.
It's very... because the team's under them.
Right at their heels, pretty much.
Like, yeah.
So, yeah, Philly, so, Philly are 28-13.
It was the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, that's right. The Bucks beat them.
Yeah. And the Bucks, like Giannis, he was misfiring. He threw an air ball from the 3-point line, and they still beat the 76ers.
It did go to OT, and Bucks only won by 4 points. But that's pretty impressive, though, without Embiid.
It is, but I don't think the Bucks were playing all that well.
Okay.
Well, when I say the Bucks weren't playing all that well, Giannis didn't show up for the first half.
Okay.
And that is essentially the Bucks team.
Yeah, he ended up with 32 and 15 and 5, but
the guy's a machine, man.
Moving on to second spot, we got Brooklyn Nets, who are my favorites in the East.
I think they're favourites all up now.
All over.
I
think 7-game series, Lakers might be able to beat them.
I don't know, man.
I'm going to put
that's
it out
if there. Lakers get past Utah Jazz.
Easy. Easy dub.
I don't think easy.
Easy dub.
Lakers
are a foul.
Lakers haven't beat the Jazz.
Yet.
This team is awesome.
Yeah.
Has Blake Griffin played?
No, not yet. And,
Man, I can't wait for that
so
to happen.
So, he's just got signed, traded over.
Yes.
Actually, he got bought out of his deal with Detroit, and then Brooklyn picked him up. But, yeah, so the first game, he was, like, sitting on the bench, like, in his, out of, like, injury clothes, you know, like, not playing.
Yep. And their hoodies.
And they versed Detroit. A Detroit player scored, and then Blake was started clapping. And there was all these memes, like, he forgot that he wasn't with Detroit anymore.
Oh, that makes me upset, though.
He started clapping, then stopped himself.
He seems like an all right guy.
Nah, he seems like a cool dude. But, yeah, so last game, James Harden set a record as well.
Go on, then.
No Kyrie, no KD, no Blake Griffin. The man was out there by himself carrying this team.
No. There was some, yeah, like DeAndre. Joe Harris,
yeah.
Joe Harris, his shooting is pretty, like, he's in the 40% for 3 points.
Mm-hmm. But, so Harden went out there and balled out. He got a 40-point triple-double. He became one of four people with 100-plus 40-point games.
Yeah, right.
And that was, like, Kobe, MJ, and maybe Wilt, I don't know, but...
Well, Chamberlain.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure. It was that like guy was scoring 100 points.
It was a big list. Like, he was just the fourth person to join it.
Yep.
That's crazy. Like, 140-plus point games.
Why doesn't he ever get talked about being the greatest of all time?
Well.
No. Harden.
Too early.
Okay.
He's still going in his career. And he hasn't won a ring yet.
Okay, so if he wins a ring with the Brooklyn Nets...
Will it be
counted?
Do
you think he'll be... Why?
Well, that's like the KD thing.
Oh, because... Really?
Will you count it? Him joining a super team like this and then...
Yeah. I don't believe in that super team stuff. if you win it, you win it. That's it.
Mm.
That's in the history books.
Claim the ring?
100%.
Yeah, so, like, obviously, he's a great player. I think he might get MVP. I think he should be in the talks this year as well.
100%. It goes to show...
like, him and Russell Westbrook are leading the triple-double race this year.
Well, he's got 11, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Like, they're all with the Brooklyn Nets, too. Like, he's second in Brooklyn Nets career triple-doubles.
Yeah.
Like...
yeah, it's crazy. But it goes to show that, like, he's just playing like he always plays, right?
Yeah.
But when you have a good team around him, he just really shines.
100%.
Yeah, because... This is a super team. Let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
They're still looking to add to the roster.
Oh, snap. Are we talking about Big Plumlee? Andre? Oh, Plumlee.
I heard Plumlee might go there. You heard Andre Drummond?
Mason. Oh, I heard a couple talks about Andre Drummond. He's been talking about it for a while, though. Like, the trade deadline's coming up, so surely he's going to be... going somewhere.
Well, he has to. He's not playing.
Yeah, he's not playing with the Cavaliers. But so the two teams in main contention for him are the Brooklyn Nets and Los Angeles Lakers.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think whichever team he goes to might be the favorites to win.
You reckon?
I think he could be the game changer on either one of those.
I don't think, like, Brooklyn Nets need a game changer.
No, but I'm saying...
they go on and change the game.
I'm saying if... the way I look at it, if it's comes down to Lakers defending their championship in the finals and Brooklyn Nets going up against them, if Andre Drummond was on the Lakers might be fine. But if he's over on the Brooklyn Nets, Lakers might be in trouble.
I'd say, yeah, all right. Okay.
That's the way I'm pitching it.
Here's the thing, right? We still haven't seen Blake Griffin play in this team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
We don't know if he's going to be OG Blake or if he's going to be Blake that's throwing up bricks.
Well, he's got...
maybe he did that Jordan to get now. His trade value up.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, like Kyrie did earlier in the year.
But he's got Jordan in there.
Mm-hmm.
They play together.
Lob City Bros.
Lob City. Oh, can't wait for that.
Yeah, no. Oh, well, he hasn't had a dunk in like 300 games, bro.
Well, let's see.
Blakey boy. He needs to get out there. Harden throwing him up, or Kyrie, either one. But
well, they've been throwing it up for Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to throw it up for Blake Griffin.
That's if he can get up still. How much injuries did he have?
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's like a reunion team pretty much. You got Harden and KD and Jeff Green, and then you got Lob City Bros. DeAndre and Blake Griffin coming in.
Yep.
It's looking dangerous.
They are looking very dangerous. And they will be, they're on a win streak of 6 and they will take the top spot.
Yeah,
I do not see that being an issue.
Yeah, with Embiid out, they're going to take the top spot easy. But we've talked about them enough.
Moving I love talking about them.
To number 3, Milwaukee Bucks, 26-14. Giannis the Greek Freak.
Sore back.
Sore is back. He gets massages every day after the game.
I bet he does.
He's been carrying them all year. Carried them to 26 wins already. Won 5 in a row.
It's like, again, if that team was to lose Giannis, they'd be in trouble.
Like, they got their role players, and that's what they do, but none of them stand out. Like, they're all inconsistent.
Yes.
You'd rely on Middleton to drop 20, at least, hopefully.
Yeah.
But sometimes he doesn't. You got Bryn Forbes. DiVincenzo. I don't know, Drew Holiday, but...
Drew Holiday's been performing quite solidly.
That's what I mean, though. Like, earlier in the season, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
So that's why it's a bit inconsistent as well.
I guess it was because he just came onto a new team.
That's fair enough, yeah.
Bonding with it.
Brook Lopez as well.
He's had a terrible year.
Bro, he could drop like 3 threes in a game, or he could drop none. Like,
yeah.
Biggest hit and miss, bro. It's crazy.
Yeah, there's not much to say about them just yet. They are on a win streak of 5.
Yep.
So Giannis is in fantastic form.
Great form.
So yeah, we'll keep an eye on that.
Could he go back-to-back MVP? Or is there not enough talk about him?
I don't think he will.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. Unless they start unless they sit in first or second, I don't think there's going to be much talk. And they probably will start sitting second at some point. But yeah, at the moment, I don't see him being talked as MVP.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're 9-1 in the last 10, so Brooklyn. But yeah, moving on to number four.
Miami Heat.
Miami.
Big change from earlier this year.
Yes.
They were just late bloomers.
Bro, they were just having rest. They thought the season didn't start till February.
Who's showing up for them?
Jimmy.
Yeah. Jimmy Buckets.
Bam. I'm pretty sure Tyler and Duncan are doing their thing as well now.
Because Tyler had a horrible start.
Horrible, bro. I think Dragic is...
Yeah, he's doing well for them.
Doing well. They had to...
get rid of someone?
Suspend.
Well, no,
Myers Leonard, and then they traded him to OKC for the most traded player in NBA history, Trevor Ariza. Trevor is, I think he'll be good, a good vet on this team.
Yep.
And I think him coming off the bench might be helpful for them in the long run.
So here's the weird thing though, right? OKC are not going to be playing, what's his name?
Yeah, Myers,
yeah. They're not going to be playing him.
Nah.
So what? So they got some second-round picks?
Yeah, they got some other picks from Miami Heat as well. But all they really wanted to do was get rid of Trevor. That's the only reason they made the trade.
Why they just want to stop paying for him.
I guess so.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you remember like the trade deadline before the start of the season? Like, he was just passed around.
That's right.
Five teams in 7 days, bro. And he's like, what?
Poor guy.
Yeah.
That can't do well for your self-esteem.
Nah, surely not.
Hopefully he finds a good home at the Miami Heat.
He's literally just a trade piece. Like, no one wanted him.
He just sits back. And he's getting paid.
He probably, like, caught a flight and then had to leave that same day. Like, from that city. Like, what? Crazy.
Just hang out in the Qantas lounge.
Number five.
I like where these guys are sitting.
Yeah, I think this is good for them.
Charlotte Hornets.
20-19.
This is probably the best they've done in a while, yeah?
Yeah, surely.
Do you think they'll keep it for the playoffs? Do you think they'll be
100%.
There?
100%. I think I'll write them in as a playoff team.
LaMelo's balling out.
Unintended. balling out. 100% he is. He's also like Devontae Graham, Gordon Hayward, and Scary Terry. They're all balling out.
Yeah,
whole team.
It was such a good decision for them to get
Gordon.
Yeah,
yeah, 100%.
A vet like everyone called it like he was so overpriced.
Yeah,
but he has, I think.
Yeah,
he's one of the biggest factors in the fact that they're number five.
Yeah. He has been, just going out there playing hard.
When I play my 2K20,
yep,
he smashes me.
What from Celtics?
Yeah, because I got to defend him because I got a power forward.
Wow. Moving on to number six, the coachless Atlanta Hawks. they ditched their coach and then moved up like 10 spots. Bro.
They're on a win streak of 7.
Oh my god.
Trae Young has stepped. Maybe he just hated his coach.
I don't even know, eh?
He is balling out.
I honestly thought they were still down on like 12, but this is weird looking at him at 6th.
Trae Young is basically shooting from the halfway, from half court.
Just video game. Like, it's weird.
It is. He's hitting that green spot every time he shoots.
So, yeah, they're 8-2 in their last 10 as well. That's weird for the Atlanta Hawks, not going to lie.
I think they're a good team.
Yeah, Bogdan is back.
Yeah.
Bogdanovic.
But he was back before they started winning as well.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought he only just came back recently. And I was thinking
someone else, but
that might have been helpful in their win streak so far.
Do you think they got rid of their coach too early?
I don't know. They only had 12 losses when they got rid of him, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, that was weird. I think that's weird. Like,
I think there might have been something.
Yeah, there must have been other issues.
Trey must have.
Why are you bringing it down to Trey? Like,
because he was doing okay. Mm-hmm. Like, he was keeping his stats up, but he wasn't.
But he wasn't shooting threes early in the season.
Why?
He was going for the free throws. You know how much fouls he was getting?
Firstly, shame on him for doing what he was doing. That's not how you play the game.
He was
That's
cheating.
Not how you play the game.
He was hacking the game and just like ended up with like 12 free throws attempts, averaging a game. Like attempts though. At least, bro.
That was. Do you think that was coming from the coach? That's why they got, I don't know why they, I just literally cannot tell why they got rid of their coach.
They probably just didn't like the losses. Anyway, moving on to everyone's favorite team this season.
New York Knicks.
Biggest surprise, like surely. Surely it's going to be the biggest surprise.
Oh, well, yeah, the fact that they're on top of the Celtics.
Knicks are in the top eight. And that's the surprise.
Yeah, they're all right. They're an all right team. Julius Randle.
He gets massages every game as well, you know.
Well,
back.
He's got, what's his name?
He's got RJ, but RJ,
yeah, RJ Barrett
isn't that great. I'm going to be honest with you.
All right.
He's good, but he's not like superstar that you want as your second in command. And he's not consistent as well. I'd say...
So this is just Julius Randle having the season of his life.
So it's Julius Randle, and I'd say Elfrid Payton.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Before I'd put RJ Barrett. Like, okay. I'd put Payton there first as the second guy on the team.
But they're doing well.
Yeah, no, they're doing really well. Seventh. Fun team to watch. They look like they're just having a fun out there as well. Cause
I like it when teams do that.
You know, like, they probably...
Their bench is pretty hype.
That's what I mean, though. So yeah. That's the thing. With a hype bench, you're more likely to just have fun. And then if you're having fun, you're probably going to win.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's it. 21
We got the Celtics.
No, 21-21
is
their win-loss. But yeah, moving on to number eight.
This is
Boston Celtics.
What is happening with the Celtics?
I don't even know. Hey, like, this is weird for this season. This whole season's just been weird.
They're
bro.
Not playing, like, their stars aren't playing that bad.
Conspiracy theory, I think 2021 broke us all, and then this isn't even real right now. Nah, but yeah, Celtics, after, you know, Eastern Conference Finals and then last year's playoffs, and now they're just eighth. But they who have they lost? They've lost Scary Terry, they've lost Gordon Hayward, Kyrie. Who else?
Well, they're the big ones.
But they got Kemba now. So, like, I don't know if Kemba's pulling
Kemba's
his weight.
Kemba's not
this year,
pulling
though.
His weight, no.
Kemba was like, I was here because of Kyrie. Nah, I don't know. Or Gordon, maybe. But, yeah, so.
Yeah, he's.
That's weird that Kemba went to Celtics and then Gordon went to. Thing now, Charlotte.
Well, he got injured.
Yeah.
And. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It is weird. Any special mentions here?
I'm going to give a shout out to Washington Wizards.
Shout out.
Yeah. Coming 13th, you know.
Yeah, but they're a lot in a lot better situation.
That's
at
what
the
I mean.
Start of the season.
Like, they're 5 wins away from where the Celtics are, but I don't think they'll make it.
No, but it's good to see, yeah, them just having a little bit of fun.
I like to see that Westbrook and Beal connection is working.
Yeah, I reckon.
I didn't think it was going to work. I would say it now. Like,
and I reckon they build on that for next year, and they might be in contention.
I think if they get a good big man, like Hachimura is there, but, you know, like someone else maybe.
Yeah.
Or just another shooter.
Yeah.
To that third option. Because when you think of Westbrook, you don't think of a shooter, but he is, you know what I mean? Like, he dropped 30 points today as well. With that triple double, and
of course he got a triple double.
Of course. Also, he's leading, or one of the leaders in like Washington triple double category.
I would say, yeah, like it wouldn't take him very long.
No.
He basically does it every game.
It, bro, you, in a loss, you can guarantee that Westbrook got a triple double.
Yeah,
in a loss.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
But yeah, next year I think they're good. Well, even now, like you look at it and you go. It's a 50-50 chance they get a win.
Yeah, no, it's...
They are 3-7 in the last 10. But, yeah.
But, I'd say even though they're a bottom team, I'd still...
Dangerous.
I'd still say they're a good team.
Yeah.
Like, just even today with the Jazz. But the Jazz loss could be put down to them just missing. But that might be the defense from Washington, so you never know.
Yeah, have a hand in your face, can't shoot. I do also want to speak about the Toronto Raptors.
Sure, sure, sure.
They're on a loose streak of six.
Damn.
Kyle Lowry doesn't look happy. I think he's decided to stay.
Yeah, apparently he wants to stay.
I don't know if it seems like the front office don't want him.
There was a trade. There was rumors, trade rumors that like if he was going to go somewhere, they were going to let him pick where he wanted to go.
Okay.
So they would have just made it possible,
yep,
for him to land where he wanted to.
That's nice. Mm.
That's pretty good, considering that he won him a championship, but brought a chip to the nation.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I think he'll stay. Should be.
The Toronto Raptors look tired out there.
Mm.
They missing any players?
I can't think of anyone injured at the moment. I know Norman Powell's been boiling out.
Obviously not.
No, he's dropping like 40 points, but they're losing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did drop 40 points. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with the Raptors.
It's a weird one.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs.
Calling it early?
Calling it early.
There it is, people. You heard it first. Indiana, what do you reckon? Making playoffs or no?
They should be, but I don't know.
They're like a random team to watch as well. When they beat the Suns, I was shook. Like, I'm watching this game and yeah, they got like, you know how we were watching that Suns game and they were just dropping threes?
Yeah.
And then I was watching this game and they're doing nothing. And Sabonis is just making them look silly out there. And his backup players, who I don't even know what their names are, they were just...
Yeah.
Us, laters, go to sleep, drop a three on you, break your ankles, hit that layup, finger roll, and that was it. Game over. So, if, like, yeah, they can beat a big team. But
they're 2-8 though.
Yeah, so they've had a terrible run in the last 10 games. On a loss streak of 6 at the moment.
No,
I've lost 2, sorry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that obviously means they went on a 8 game win streak before that. So
lose streak.
My bad. I'm tripping. Disregard that, people. Perfect timing. Anyway, I think that's it for today. Dan G, what do you reckon?
Trade deadline's coming up.
Where do you reckon some people might be moving around to? Hit that blue button for me real quick.
Yeah, as I said, Plumlee's got to go somewhere, I think.
He's at Detroit, right?
Yeah.
Well, who would want to go to Detroit, though? Like, why would anyone trade with Detroit?
Yeah, who would want to live there?
Not even that. Like, what could you gain from Detroit? Plumlee isn't that great.
He's all right.
Who would want him?
He's balling out.
Who would want him? Who would need him right now?
The Nets.
Fuck off. Jeez.
If they can't get Andre Drummond and he goes to Lakers, I'd go Plumlee next.
What if him and Blake don't work?
Oh,
what if that's why Blake left?
Oh, yeah, okay. I think Blake was... Well, yeah, no. Blake always said he was going to stay in Detroit. What happened?
Yeah, what happened, bro?
What happened?
Diesel City. I can't think of anyone else with, like...
Yeah,
we had PJ Tucker just moved from Houston Rockets to Milwaukee Bucks. But other than that...
The team has fallen pieces. It's gone.
He got out while he could.
Oh, do you reckon there will be a franchise in Houston much longer?
Oh, good question.
Bring back the
it depends on if what happens with the ownership, like, because honestly it seems like
no one cares.
It just seems like the management is what's wrong with the team.
Yeah,
they got good players on paper, bro.
Yeah, they just don't care.
Christian Woods coming out of injury, I think if he gets back to the form he was in, they can win a couple games and not get last. But
they're going to get last.
I think they will, but I'm just saying, like, have potential to not. If
bring back the Supersonics.
Hey, go to Seattle.
Yeah. They're calling for a team.
Seattle Supersonics would be mad again.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
We're just talking shit now.
Talking too much shit.
All right.
Thank y'all out there for listening in TB Land. This was your boy Grayson McCarthy Grogan.
And I'm Dan G.
And that was NITV's Ballin' Out. Thank you for listening. Catch you out next time.